Zeg maar.
Ik wil
doen. Ga
doen.
Ja, ik ga dat zeggen. Dat is de kibbel. I want the ball too. Sorry, ik mag dus geen broek hebben. Oh, it's working or not? You'll hear it, Sandra. It's supposed to work, huh? Is it getting there? Need a new battery. It'll work in a minute. Stain is for Mr. Boy, no? Well, Mr. Button to discuss it with him. Place candle on fireproof object. Never leave burning elephant. Oh, square. Where is it? Matt, we need the lights off. I think we should do the lights off, no? The lights off. Do one off. Well, one off. Do this light off. It's better than this. The other one, not the other one. The other one. Yeah. Now, if someone wants to be a bit creative, I'm sorry for the interruption over here. You've got a Zainigur over here. If someone wants to use this as Neir Chanukah, let's say someone wants to use this as Neir Chanukah. It stopped. It stopped already. If someone wants to use he wants to use such a nail for Neir Chanukah. Is there any hesitation of using this nail for Neir Chanukah?
Blue and white.
Blue and white? That's the hesitation? So, but Etzem, oh, Tazer, we say that you're not supposed to be Nana from the oil, and only Oysom Bilvot. You're not allowed to be Mishtamish. What's the lashon that we say? Ein lanu rishus leishtavish behem, ela deraisam bevat. So maybe this is called ishtamshus, that you're having hanor from the oil, because the oil sets the song to go well. It's supposed to it's supposed to set it.
No.
Oh. Let me ask you a shayla. A few years ago, someone made a shavuot. A few years ago, someone made a shavuot brachas, Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos Chanukah, he made shavuot brachas, and he wanted to know, can he light with these candles by the shavuot brachas? He's going to bring to the shavuot brachas, Erev Shabbos, a few minutes before Shabbos, he's going to light the menorahs. And this is going to go on the whole Leil Shabbos. He's going to have this going on, right? It's not going to be much Simchas Chos in the color there. Yeah. What would he say to Allah Shaila? Yeah, but his stomach. Yeah. Asilchas Shabbos. Can you do something on Erev Shabbos, which is going to make noise into Shabbos? You've done something on Erev Shabbos. Oh. Oh, Hashmosko, this is going to stop in a second. Just so Rabbi said, give it. Oh, so Ba'atim state that you're allowed to ask a guy to come with his guitar, and he's allowed to play by Shavuot Brachos. If you make a Shavuot Brachos Shabbos day, you can ask a guy to play guitar on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah holds that clearly. The Ma'aseh L'Aruch HaShulchan and everyone, you know, the Heintikers, they don't like that. But the Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah holds, you can tell a goy to come with his guitar on Shabbos day and sing a kalabach. Yeah? There's no issue with that, Michlal, because On Shabbos, you can tell a goy that the Seirich Simchas Chosam Mekala, you can tell a goy to do the Issa of making noise on Shabbos. Now what happens, as you can see, is quite a geya. Let's say someone had this candle on Shabbos. And he wanted to get a goy to blow out the candle. Why did he want the goy to get to blow out the candle? Because he couldn't deal with his noise. Right? Is it mutter to go and ask a goy, the goyter which is around, go and ask a goy, please blow out the candle? Are you going to blow out the candle on Shabbos? Blowing out a candle on Shabbos, what's the issa of blowing out a candle on Shabbos? Is it issa deraisa of kibbuy? Or is it issa derabbanan? Why is it derabbanan? Why is it not deraisa? You're doing mechaba, you're extinguishing a fire. The Torah says, we say it every week, b'me madlikin, nusach ashkenaz, mezuk tiba, nishke gavna. Yeah, mezuk, b'me madlikin. Someone who wants to get rid of the fire because he wants to sleep in that room, the halacha is his potter. It's not chayev, he's potter. Downgrades to a melacha she'ina tzricha lugufa. Yeah? Stam, I think the Olam remember the Gaon that we said, the Merdig Gaon. Remember the Gaon that said, kechos al hanei? I don't understand. The Mishnah says, kechos al hanei, kechos al hashemen is potter. It's a funny way of writing the Mishnah. Kechos al hanei, if someone looks like he wants to be chos al hanei. Chos means he has pity on the nair. He wants to keep the nair for next week. Yeah, so he wants to blow out the nair. Someone who does that is potter. Why chos al hanei? Someone who, as if he has pity on nair. It should say hachos al hanei. Hachos al hashemen, right? You remember, any remembers the vort? The Gaon's vort is that be'etzem, what's this person bothered about? He's going to lose the nair for Shabbos. It's covered Shabbos to keep it on. Why is he blowing it? Why does he want to blown out? Why? Because he thinks he's going to lose money. But if someone is medaptic and makes sure to have covered Shabbos, he doesn't lose out money. Okay. Therefore, the Mishnah says, kechos al hanei. Someone who is kechos al hanei, he seemingly has pity on the candle, which really not really going to have pity, because if he would leave it on, it would be no problem. Anyway, for a person to blow out a candle is an issa d'rabbanan. So can you ask a goy to blow out a candle? Can you ask a goy to blow out a candle on Shabbos? Would be, you'd have to avoid the Issa of Amir al-Akam, you'd have to do B'derech Remez, and that's how you'd be able to get the goy to blow out the candle on Shabbos. That wouldn't be an issue to blow out the candle on Shabbos. I think you can see that I've got a tie. L'chvoid the seum tonight. I've got a tie. So for me, it's a greater simcha for me. And stamp, and again to Hilchus Shabbos. Oh, yeah, we're not going to go to the Kshira, right? But more of a shallow Indian. Where in Halacha does it say that you should wear a tie on Shabbos? Does it say anywhere that you should wear a tie? Stump. Let's say I don't wear a gatel, I don't wear a strammel, I don't wear anything which is sticks out on Shabbos.
You don't wear a
if I don't wear a tie on the weekday, then why on Shabbos should I wear a tie? What's mechayev me to wear a tie? See, what are you going to say? Yeah, it's more covered, blah, blah, blah. When halacha can you point to that says, when it comes to Shabbos, you should wear something special? Where does it say that? It doesn't say it in Hilchos covered Shabbos. In Hilchos covered Shabbos, it says you should cut your nails, you should have a shower, in Siman Rish Samach, or Marich about the things you should do to be Mechabot Shabbos. There it doesn't say to wear special. It says you should wear clean and every. It doesn't say you should add another clothing. Where does it say you should wear different clothing? In Siman Shin Aleph. In the halachas of Haitzah, state in Ramah, the Ramah says that a person should not go outside in the road the same way that he goes out during the week. Why? Zok the Shin Aleph Sifta Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says, V'lo yetzei odom b'shabbos k'moy shehu yotzei b'chol. Why? Because he'll forget his Shabbos and he'll be over the Issa of Haitzah. Can you imagine? The reason why he should wear a tie on Shabbos, the Ramah says, because it should remind you that it's Shabbos, and thereby you won't be over the Issa of Hitzah, Mdaf Klerim, the Mokin Shiyash Eruv, the Mokin Shiyash Eruv, Mdaf Klerim, is the Bechlal Eini to walk around with the town, Shabbos.
Mitzah.
Yeah, so I'm clearing, is there any special Indian to walk around with the town Shabbos? Oh, and Achanami. So you see, it's interesting that the reason why you should wear a tie on Shabbos, the son to that, we're more saying that you should remember it's Shabbos not to be over any Surim. Now, we mentioned the Shaila, but I'm going to mention it again. Maisa Shohoya Kachoya. There was a couple in Eretz Yisrael There was a couple in Eretz Yisrael that they became Bali Tshuva. They became Bali Tshuva. And they had a nice Shabbos meal. Shabbos day they had a nice Shabbos meal. And Shabbos day they get a knock on the door. And who's at the door? It's the parents of the father of the young couple. The parents came to visit the people which were Shomer Shabbos now. And he comes along and he sees that he's having a nice geshmaka Shabbos meal, and he joins in the geshmaka Shabbos meal, and he leaves. Motzah Shabbos, the son gets a phone call, and the father calls and says, "You should know, I left a check by the Sforim shrunk. I left a check of $1,000. I wrote her a check on Shabbos, and you should buy yourself something nice." Yeah. What would you say? Can you be nehene from the $1,000 check which the father had written out to him on Shabbos or not? What comes to mind is a Shulchan Aruch and some Shin Yod Ches Sif Aleph state mefurash. If someone does a melacha, oh, danza. Maretz Fernando, Santa Shaila. A Shaila is, there's a couple who became Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And the father came to visit him. The father came to visit him to see how he is. And he came to join in a Shabbos meal, what a Shabbos meal looks like. And on Motzah Shabbos, after the meal, he gets in his car and he goes back to his house. On Motzah Shabbos, he gets a phone call. The son gets a phone call. The father said, "I left £1,000 check on the Sforim shrunk, I wrote on Shabbos Kodesh, I wrote the £1,000 check, and you should go and buy yourself something nice." Yeah. So I had a nice visit. I wrote a nice check that you should go and buy yourself something nice. So the son came to a Rav and he wanted to know, can he be nehene from the £1,000 check? $1,000 check. Yeah. What comes to mind of Azal Shaila? Don't forget the father, who's a Yid, he wrote on Shabbos Kodesh 1000, and from the stomach wrote the place in English, wherever it was, and he wrote the $1,000 check. Can the son be nehene from it? What comes to mind is a Shulchan Aruch state, if a person does a melacha b'mezid, is also la oilam to be nehene. If a person, a moshel, cooks a cholon on Shabbos, is also for everyone to be nehene from it, ad la oilam. So what would be the Pesach to be mekel in Azar Fal? Anything comes to mind? So number one comes again is a Tinik Shenishba. Tinik Shenishba, the Chazanish state, that a people who don't know anything about Shabbos, posh, not because of the Lahachis, posh, they weren't brought up properly, they've got a din of a Shoigig. Kum tois, if someone does a Malacha B'Shoigig on Shabbos, Zot the Mishnah Berurah, Mekam Meikul Zanah for a Mea, like they go on, and Taka, you can be Meikul after Shabbos to be Nehene from that check. That would be one Mahalach to be Meikul. Is the Onoch Shita, and the Santa Ramor brings down in some machine Vov, as the Shita of the Oyezerua. If someone takes a pen on Shabbos, Kodesh, Chas V'Shalom, and he takes a pen and paper and he writes Aleph Beis and Ksav Ashuris Meridig, that's Taka the Emes Achir. But if someone writes his name in English on Shabbos, Zokta Oyezerua is downgrades to an Issa de Rabbonon. It goes down to an Issa de Rabbonon. Meridig Azach. So again, it's over here, according to the Oyezerua. The father was over not the Raisa, he was over Issa Darabonon. And Issa Darabonon Damba Mezid of Motzah Shabbos is Mutter. That's the sweet.
Very hard to
rely. Sorry?
Very hard to rely.
Very hard to rely on. The Dan Shlita Job, that's the Bialoch is Marich Barucha to say that Roy for Rishonim are Cholik and the Loshna Bialoch is that Shita Yechido.
So can he go to his father afterwards and say, "Look, you shouldn't have done that. Can you write me a new check?" Yeah.
Sorry, we have to know, if it's like more than $1,000, maybe we have to be making like that. Especially... Sorry, want to ask the Dayan Shlita to say a few words. Okay. Chavid Asir.
Very strong man. If a resident of a Goy or a resident of a Yid in the Yisrael, He's got a shiva there to help him.
Ruby.
The paper. Yeah, the stack was very marked on Litvus, if you know, just the Kibbutz Yaakov. He's got a shiva there to help him. He's got a shiva there to help him. He talks about being the handle from a melucha from Yisroel Mimah. Whether it's a dinner for Goy or it's a dinner for the Yid.
Chazanish is done about the Chazanish.
No, it doesn't bring the Chazanish.
Wait a few minutes, man. I'm showing my book. Oh, I'm showing him.
Chaim, the Chaim.
No?
Just a short thing, nicht Kalan Kaariches. Verstehe, that the CM now is nicht not of Chaylik Masses me Messiah, three Chalukim Mishne Berira, right? Chaylik three Chalukim Mishne Berira, and Rabbi Yosef is also Moisif Tavlin Medidei, as I verstehe. Gewisse Haluchas, what's in the Ger, Halukul Amasa, die Gesachen. Rabbi Weisbrot is the one who learns the Mishne Berira in a Weinik, is it right? Yeah. Today is the first day of Chanukah. Chanukah is very passing a tzad, very suitable time. Ti choygig zan a inyan fin siyam, especially frat in the Dvar Halucha. Chazal say, rugi bener, habi roi bunim tamid chachumim. Pshat is that mitzvah sner Chanukah is a zgila, to be able to be zoyche, ti bunim tamid chachumim. The shtait in Imre Pinchas, the Pinchas Koritzer, that sedu lamad vuv nairis, the 36 nairis, was mizmadlik b'meshach, the Chanukah, besides the Shamushim, Kenege the Lamad Vuv Mesechtes. That means as Miz Mekayim, the mitzvah is daf to zan be Chavives. The Meiri says that Indian is daf Mekayim zan the mitzvah with Chavives. As Mekayim the mitzvah with Chavives, the Chanukah is mezoiche na mitzvah with Torah Or. But Torah Or is sa'i bunim tamidah chachumim. Mezoiche zoiche alain to ver, a lot of which tait in Imer Pinchas, is mezoiche alain to ver na tamad chachumim, ken zoiche zan to the Lamad Vuv Mesechtes. So Neiris Chanukah is Größes Gile zu kennen, solche Sachen, sie können sein, teure, für sich und für die Kinder. Es bleibt ein bisschen neu, in der Chofetz Chaim hat doch Miasset gewesen, der Keulel Kudishim, Keulel Kudishim mit Taharis. Chofetz Chaim ist er auf der Keulel, ich denke, Chura Basmon hat gelernt, der Ponovitsche Rufus war der Talmidim. Interessante, he made, der Chofetz Chaim made once before Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, made tikkunes for the Keulel. You can imagine what the tikkunes were. The first nine tikkunes are all about shmiras hamachshuva, shmiras hadibur, and you say v'daf davena. There's more digi tikkunes. But the Chofetz Chaim was at zay shtar gehalten. I'm a daf oisig zan in luchas of kudush and v'taharis. It's v'karav zan the gila. But through the learning the luchas from the avodas besamikdash, it is bringing the gila. Staat er bijna begaaien dat Chanukah is ook een ramazan met de inen van de gilo, racht in naar de Meshichi. Zo dat er bijna begaaien als one of the reasons why Chanukah is called Chanukah is niet nog Chanukah Hashem Uva, of de Chanukah is bij Shloim HaMelech, en Chanukah is bij Zman HaYevunim, maar het is ook een remes aan de Chanukah van Baes HaShlishi, racht in naar de Meshichi. So there's a connection. Chanukah is also the inen is mechazek the avoid it, he can be carried on the gill, and Chofetz Chaim was very into this Indian. I'm so always examined in Haluchas and avoid in his avoid was his Makar of the gill. But still, although the Chofetz Chaim is going so stark in the Indian in always examined Kudish and Vitaharis, that in the Akduma of the Mishle Berira in Chayle Kalev, the Chofetz Chaim writes, I'll just quote the Lashonis do. Behine, after limit atoire, he shakol mash udem loimet. Limit atoire is whatever a person learns. I feel a bekudish in betaharis. He became mitzvah sasei the Talmud Torah. Avad a kudish in betaharis is mochot mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mikom ukoim ike limit udom, tsurich liyes belimit the mevi lidei masa. But, shtait in shach, someone only learns gibbul adal shuas. Because one of us is always in Torah, maybe given that true is Kolayim is in Shach as about this. But one of us is up to 3 or 4 hours, a Shtait in Shach, heist a mention nicht oisig be Torah Kolayim, is dafer oisig zahn in Lima de Mevele de Masa, and is mitzayin, ein be Yoredei, be Shach, Shom, Shev, be Shem, be Prisha, da Tzurich Koludem Lima de Luchas be Kolayim, kedei she Lima de Vienne le de Masa. So zut the Chofetz Chaim, val idei Lima de Luchas, miftach Udom lidei, Chai Oilem Abu. As Menei Taluchus Bechol Izmen Miftach As Metzikim Metzi Oilem Abu. And the Brekte the Gemura, the Bekante Gemura, Tunut Ve'eliu, which we say every, but Davin, Kol Shai Luchus Bechol Yoyim, Miftach Lo Yishim Oilem Abu. But then he adds on, Ashtaiti Medrash, Ba'akapura Oimer, Lumat Udom Trei Haluchus Betzafre, As Menei Two Haluchus in the morning, Betrei Beramsha Two at night, Kiyim Bezei V'Sarusa Yehege Yoyim Am Veloilu. So, Eitze, what did the guy say from Chazal, from the Medrash, as we say, here can a person be Mekayim, if so do so, you hear Yoyim and Veloilu, as we say, Oise, ki zwei Aluchas by Yoyim, in the morning, two Aluchas in the afternoon, Ramsha, by night, is my Mekayim, the mitzvah, if so do so, you hear Yoyim and Veloilu. Mashma from the Medrash, and that's why the Choy, the Chubetz Chaim, is bringing it here, in Akduma Bishle Berire, as with other Liba da Teure, Efsher, is my Mekayim under the mitzvah of Liba da Teure, but this Inyan, to be able to be Mekayim, if so do so, you hear Yoyim and Veloilu, kemen om kaim zam mit limed aluchas da zeit len am letz shnay luchas boyem shnay luchas balayla so besides the indian was ein was len aluchas bchal yoyim is miftach lish boyem mabu is ocht mit kaim mit zrus yege yoyim mabloilo so so it's at the time in pasha sisroy it's in the alatoyra they bring it down there the time one said what's the difference between kol shnay luchas bchal yoyim miftach lish ben oilo mabu Zochtu de Mama Chazal, the Gemara brings it end of the Masechet Sanhedrin, the last Peirik. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chaylek ilo ilo mabu, yedi yedot lechaylek ilo ilo mabu. What's the chilek of the Lushan, the Lushoynes? Yesh lahem chaylek ilo ilo mabu, and miftach lo yishim eno ilo mabu. What's the chilek ben ilo ilo mabu, and chaylek ilo ilo mabu. So Ketuch Vitzchaim, that chaylek ilo ilo mabu is like a person has a person invests in a business, and he has a chaylek in the business. Amul Kenazan is a 50-50 shitfim, partnership. Mukazan 10%, Mukazan 1%. Chaylek loyel mabu meint, a person not a gewisse, he has some type of shitfest, he got some partnership in loyel mabu. But the partnership can be, it can be a bigger partnership, it can be a kleiner partnership, it can be a very small amount, it can be mamish, very minimal. Aber wuss meintus, kola shoyduch b'chol yoyim, miftach loy shi hi ben loyel mabu, shi men loyel mabu zuk tuch Chofetz Chaim is like someone who walks into his business, it's his. Kip nish du aran, as an investing partner, for some mules, there are balabus, some mules, and ish mabus. Depends how much chaylik he has in the business. Now, is a ben oilam abu, it's his. He comes in, he kimt around like a balabus walks into his business. Zozik duchu v'tzchayim. The chaylik between chaylik loilam abu and ben oilam abu is kachoyik bizrach mimar. Big difference. Should be chizik for us that we sit the mizoyisik b'toyres or mavisim the chashivas musmetit. And yet either so coin is up in them chizik, everyone whoever's doing it should continue doing it. But yes, if it doesn't do it, so the chintanemen. And with them mazoichazan tizan, chaylik loy mabu in ben loy mabu in zatak mazoichazan bekurav tzirachti nayin mashiach beschisli limadatoyre. So mazoichazan tzirachti nayin mashiach mazoichazan tzigam bekurav. The binyan ba'is hashlishi b'mayir b'imayni.
Yeah. Donuts.